I want to hear more.
Want to hear more, Heidi and Frank? They're back.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Someone let me know the WNBA All-Star game had a four-point mark on the court. So they were shooting four-pointers to get that score up to be 151-131. Oh, it was a layup for 4 points. Yeah.
It's like the ladies' golf tee.
Would have been 300-point game, but they missed too many.
Said all of us who can't play basketball.
Well, speak for yourself. You being from Indiana, you should be able to play basketball.
I played basketball.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you were on the team. You were that girl who was like, you didn't even play, bitch. Why are you cheering? Wasn't that the basketball team when you totally bullied that young girl who was like, yay, we won. You're like, you didn't even get in and play.
It was a little lesson I learned when I was, in sixth grade. Life lesson. I got schooled by a parent.
That's when Molly Lewis learned how to whistle. That's what she did. She was in your class. You never noticed her because she was just the whistling girl.
We did have a Molly Lewis, so it could be her.
When you were gone, Heidi, a story came out about... you brought many stories up about your partner.
Yeah.
And could we just keep partners being a gay couple thing? And get back to saying in straight couples, boyfriend and girlfriend, because if you're a man and woman, you say you're partners, I assume... Either you do a morning show together or you're an accounting firm.
Well, that's what I was saying, my radio partner.
Back to partners.
Yeah. That's right.
When it's straight, and then you can say partner as a couple when there's two people, that you're gay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or as my mom used to call her, your partner.
Partner?
Your partner. Pardon I'm like, her. Yeah, mom, we're just a couple cowgirls.
Pardon her, she's gay. But you mentioned how she didn't pick you up from the airport. She changed her hair without asking you. It doesn't seem like it's as happiest it's ever been. She was up in Oregon for 3 weeks before you went up to spend two of your vacation weeks with her. And the excitement wasn't there, where she's waiting at the airport an hour early just with roses. She forgot. Blamed it on
I didn't even think about the flower thing. Now you're making things worse for me. I didn't even think about greeting me with flowers.
So now that I have this question, because this happened during the break, would you leave your partner for $1 million was the question. And they asked, Americans what they would do. Percentage said yes, percentage said no. So where would you fall? Would you leave your partner for $1 million?
No, I'm in it to win it, baby.
Yeah, no matter how upset you get.
Yeah, no. Listen, she's still the best one for me out there. I mean, can you imagine dealing with me?
Wow.
Really think about it.
She can't either. That's why she spent 3 weeks up there and let you drive all the way, that long drive back to the farm by yourself in an Uber. 43% of Americans said that they would leave their partner. 43% would leave them for $1 million. I'm out of here. I think that's why people play the lottery so much. It's like the lottery exists because people are unhappy in their relationships, and that's the only reason... Like, only people in relationships buy tickets.
Now, I have a question. When you do buy a lottery ticket, do you tell Carmen? Do you tell your wife, Johnny, Jordan? Get the
lottery
ticket?
Tickets are personal items. Now, I think if you win the lottery and you're married, you can't divorce them after that fact and then claim the lottery ticket. What's that squealing and whistling? Is that Molly? Is that your house? Are you making tea? Somebody making tea?
Hey, turn the kettle off.
What the hell is that?
There's workers at my house, and I...
Oh, yeah, they're drilling.
It is your house.
Oh, yeah, it's
still doing the floors?
Oh, dude.
You've been gone for 2 weeks. Yeah. Why couldn't they get that done?
Oh, you want some observations?
But why don't they do it maybe at 10 a.m. scheduler?
Believe me, heads are going to roll.
They don't show up for 2 weeks. They got to show up during the show.
Oh, yeah. I said, you guys can't do XYZ until 10 o'clock. But apparently these are new guys, because the old guys, well, I don't want to get political, but we can't find them. So we got Ivan and Fernando here today, who I've never met, and they don't know the rule.
But Fernando's still there?
Yeah, sorry, Miss Heidi. We finish up soon.
That's a weird Asian accent.
Did you hear that they deported some to some African country, like Esbawanda or something like that, like some weird African country. Oh, it's time for your Hurricane Harbor tickets. Looking for caller 40, 818-955-2955. It's the Hurricane Harbor 4-pack going out the door. But it's like these people aren't from Edibawanda. I don't even know what the place was called. I'd never even heard of it before as a country in Africa. And I mean, I remember there was one time where I was like in a geography class that you had to learn all the countries of Africa. And I don't remember that one. So, but they weren't from that country. It's like, oh, they're taking people. Okay.
Huh. And then doing what?
I mean, they're just deporting them. And instead of deporting them back to their own country, they deport them someplace in Africa. And I don't know, it's because this African country is looking to increase its population and its own workforce. It's like, yeah, come to Africa. This is awesome.
Wow. So I guess that's where my other workers are. Maybe somewhere.
History repeating itself.
Somewhere.
In the most odd way.
All right.
Yeah, as far as the 43% of Americans that would leave their partner for $1 million, maybe the 43% were already growing apart. Yeah. I mean, you're on the edge, but you like you can't get out of it, and you're just living together. How do you win that situation? You were living with a woman for like 5 years, just growing apart the entire time. And if you'd have won the lottery at that point, you probably would have made up your mind a lot sooner. I mean, just to...
I would have called you, Frank, and said, take this lottery ticket, okay? Take this lottery ticket, and I'm going to give you a little, but you won, okay? Winky, winky. And you put it in your account, and you have it.
Well, you weren't married at the time, so, I mean, is there any common law in California, common law marriage? Like,
I think after 7 years, yeah.
Seven years?
That's it?
I think so. Oh, I think man. It's 7 years.
I thought it was 10. Common law. Wasn't it 10?
No, 10 is like, if you stay together 10 married, then you have to pay alimony for... life.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Unless they get married again.
Unless they get married again. But they could even live with somebody and have, as long as they don't get
married. They could marry a total loser.
Or they could live with a total loser and you're paying all their bills.
Like Renee.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But as long as they don't get married,
you're paying their bills.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, which I think is so banging your wife and heading to Cabo on your dime. Come on, Christy.
Because they didn't get married. They're just living together. Isn't that awful? Jesus.
You're referring to my ex-wife?
I was looking at Johnny.
Oh, I was like, that's my ex-wife's name. Everybody should have an ex-wife named Christy Johnny.
Wait a second. I have a wife named... weird. That would be weird.
That is weird. Yeah. Have we all dated a Christy in our lives? Have you dated a Christy, Jordan?
No, never had a Christy.
Did you have a Christy, Renee?
I made out with a Christy, though, before.
Can't
Everyone's made out with a Christy.
Yeah,
Everybody made out with a Christy.
Kissing sluts.
Yeah. My Chrissy wouldn't stop making out with people. That's wrong.
Oh, allegedly.
Allegedly. In the same poll, okay, you said you're in it for the long haul, so let's just raise it up. Maybe $1 million isn't enough for you since you're so well off and getting new floors put in. How about $33 million? Would you leave for $33 million? That's a lot of money. And if... You know, you don't want to go work on the farm.
What are the rules here? This is the excommunicado, so like no communication. There's no like backsies.
Why would you want to go back?
Takesies, backsies, takesies, backsies. Now I'm rich, bitch. We can live the life we really want to
live. Yeah, you can't fake it and be like, I'll leave you and then we'll hook up in like a month and then we'll get back together. And, you know, it's like, oh, we rekindled. No. It's end over.
It's like witness protection. You go away. You go away and there's no.
Change your name. And now I'm not with Christy. She changed her name to, Betsy.
Say whatever you want to tell Jen that you're going to. Yeah, in a month I'll change my name.
I'm staying.
It's like $33 million.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
A lot of money, folks. 40% said $30 million, I'm out. 46% said for $1 million, I'm out. And I don't know if they've asked the same people there or was that like 40% in that same group said 33 and 46%. So now we're at 86%.
Oh, yeah. If you're saying
that would leave for money.
If you're saying $1 million, you would definitely do it for $33 million, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So those are all going to be the same.
Are they in the same group, though? Or did they ask, like I said, did they ask the question, start out with $1 million, and then you went up to 33, and people were like, okay, now I would. Now I would.
Yeah, new ones.
Tax-free?
Yeah, all cash tax-free.
Large bills?
Cash?
I don't want 33 million ones. Then I got to figure out where to put all those.
Well,
Strip club, baby.
Johnny'd leave for $5 and a Labubu.
And a really cool box that somebody gave him.
And a Labubu doll. Yeah,
hottest thing right now.
It is the hottest thing.
Hottest thing.
Is it going to be the new Barbie Labubu dolls? Those weird looking scary Japanese fluff
all dolls
toys.
Are scary Labubu looking.
And munchie cheese.
These are even like, it's like a munchie demon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've already say it's the hottest thing right now.
We've already told, we've told my daughter already, you're not getting one. We're not doing this. We're staying away from the boo-boo trend. So
is it kind of are they acting like it's the next Beanie Baby as far as investments
that's exactly
go?
What it is.
And you know what? Babies aren't worth anything. I know you kept your Princess Diana Beanie Baby. It's not worth anything.
No, it's not. So, but some of these little boo-boos, I mean, they're hot right now, so they're going for a lot of money.
How much?
Couple thousand dollars. Thousands of dollars. Man. Yeah, especially if you get like one that's a designer. I know that my neighbor, they just moved in, and she had one hanging from her purse, and it was a Labubu in Gucci. And I was like, what is that thing? And she explained the entire Labubu trend going on.
So she's trying to look like, I have a Gucci purse, and I have a Gucci Labubu hanging off my Gucci purse.
Yeah. How fancy.
And you live in Santa Clarita. Settle the F down.
Gucci Labubu.
Okay?
Yeah.
Come on now.
St. Santa Monica. We're in Santa Clarita.
But look at me. I'm so bougie.
Yeah, but you see in Santa Clarita and you think it's a knockoff.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Uh-huh. You got on Temu.
All right.
Your Labubu from Temu.
Hey, Oscar.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Heidi, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Are you enjoying the summer heat?
Yeah, it's been hot.
Wasn't really hot yesterday, though. It was kind of overcast everywhere. No. I was going. It was kind of a nice day yesterday, but a little bit humid.
Yeah, true.
But you know what's even more humid because there's so much water there? Hurricane Harbor, yes.
Hey.
You got the 4-pack, Oscar. You were caller 40.
Let's stay cool.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Who are you taking with you?
My wife and my grandkids. I got two of them.
Nice. Perfect.
And how old are the grandkids?
One of them's 3 and one of them 8. 3 and 8.
3 and 8.
8. Yes.
Perfect.
So you considered like the cool grandparents of the grandparent, you know, your side, other side?
You sound young.
I think I am. I think
you can only compare yourself to the other grandpa. Are you cooler than the other grandpa?
Yes, I am.
How would you answer that, Frank, for yourself? Cooler than your son-in-law?
We are, I don't know if I'm cooler than him, because he's a super-duper nice guy. I mean, he's like, the guy just reeks love and help, and he'll always be there no matter
what. Is he like, hidely-hodly, neighbor? What can I doodly do you for?
Yeah, he's like that.
Yeah.
It's like he's good grandpa, I'm bad grandpa, on the kid's shoulder, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Which is kind of awesome.
Don't drink caffeine! Drink caffeine with rum in it. Don't drink.
Here's a Red Bull extra juice. Stay on hold, Oscar. We'll hook you up.
Mm.
Yeah, just like that. My daughter's like trying to keep my grandson from watching television. Keep waiting the screens for a while. But, you know, he was sitting on my lap the other day, and there was a screen on, and he was just totally into it.
Yeah, it's already happening.
I'm like, I know, bud. Making the band pretty cool, huh? That blonde girl, she's like an Ariana Grande, but she's a real bitch. She's like a mean girl. But he was like just on it. And I let him watch a little bit. I'm like, oh, hell with it. I'm grandpa. Yeah.
You're supposed, that's your job.
Yeah,
I'm a good grandpa. I'm a horrible babysitter. Oh, about the $1 million. That's where we were, right? Would you leave your partner for $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
They said, would you leave your partner if it meant... Even if it meant financially ruining someone else. I don't even know what the hell that even means. Hmm. Another 46% that consider it depending on who gets destroyed in the process. Financially ruining somebody else.
By
leaving does that mean your partner or to some rando?
Yeah,
it's like someone else is going to lose all their money and they're going to lose their family, but you're going to be single. Give it to me. F that person in their family. I don't even know them.
I don't understand that.
That's a weird way to word that question. I don't understand it either.
Yeah.
Would you enter a real life version of Squid Game for a shot at $33 million? Just that's how much money. Because there's a 99.8% death rate on the game, the hypothetical games where you get shot and killed.
Yeah.
Squid Game. 46% said they would. That's where that amount of money is so important to them. They're like, I will risk death. Just shoot me.
It's got to be pretty
for
bad.
$33 million.
Your life
you
has to be pretty bad.
Me.
Yeah.
That is a little bit more than the guy won in Squid Game season one. It was $31 million. That's how much he won. Yeah, U.S.
Because he
dollars.
Made it to the end.
45.6 billion South Korean won, but $31 million U.S.
But those people didn't know that that was the game until these people start getting knocked off.
Yeah, yeah. First game, red light, green light.
Like what they do it for Survivor. It's like someone's going to win $1 million. And then they start, you know, but we're going to have people hunting you on the island.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Mm. No, not going to
you got to tell us what the game is going to be.
Mm-hmm. It's in the fine print.
Mm-mm.
Would you embarrass yourself on live TV for $1 million?
Johnny?
Johnny totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe 20 bucks.
But what is,
yeah,
what,
he embarrasses himself here every day for five.
But what you're embarrassing, is you're embarrassing getting nude? Is you're embarrassing singing? You know, like what would that be? I guess they find your biggest weakness, right?
I guess, I mean, so what would be your biggest weakness? Acting?
Oh, how dare you? That's where I'm most confident. See.
Was yours being on Wipeout?
I mean, I was going to say, yeah, I've been on and I haven't made a dime off of getting embarrassed on TV. So yeah,
you didn't get paid for that?
You didn't win the game.
No, I didn't get paid for
that. What? Did you get a nice partying gift like cowboy boots or something?
Yeah, a concussion.
Oh, please tell him what he's won. He's got a concussion.
Well, you probably signed the papers and signed off on your safety.
You're right.
And it's totally effed you, but it was so funny watching that happen, though.
I contacted Sweet James.
And he said, you don't have a case.
Yeah, you sign your life away when you kind of do that stuff.
Like he says every time. It's like, well, it's assumed risk. Jump. I mean, you knew what you were getting into. You've watched the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
48% would embarrass themselves on live TV for $1 million. 13% would do it for just $5,000 or less.
4% that's how you get game show contestants.
4% would do it for $500. Any takers? $50.
Oh, my God.
Would you give up sex entirely for $1 million?
No.
Oh, come on. You already have. You said, I mean, it's like it's you haven't seen each other for damn near 3 weeks. You're not really having that much. $1 million, just never have sex with her again?
No. I'm not. I mean, I like money, but no. I like that, too.
So 41% would give up sex entirely for $1 million, but 59% would give up technology and live off the grid for $1 million.
That sounds good. I read a lot of books on my 2 week because, you know, I'm not scrolling on my phone. It's nice to sit down with a book.
You just said you're a city chick. You want to live off the grid. You couldn't take living off the grid for 2 weeks and do it. Because living off the grid is work from sun up to sundown. No, but
living off the grid is also, you can grow your plants and you got solar on your roof. That's off the grid kind of because you're not hooked up to city electric.
Basically living on the farm, the grid. You got to get up and take care of everything. You probably got goats. You got to milk them.
That's true. And then you find out that you're milking the wrong one. Those are the males. And then it's like, oh, I'm such a city slicker. Whoa. That's an observation.
We don't have a milking cow.
What have I been drinking?
What movie is that from?
Kingpin.
Oh. Kingpin.
Kingpin. Yes, as he's wiping off his mustache. Uh-huh.
We got a bull, though.
Randy Quaid.
Wasn't Randy Quaid. It was Woody Harrelson was like infiltrating the Amish family to get Randy Quaid to come back and bowl again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
So good.
All right. Is it time for traffic already? My God, time is flying by. All right, we're going to come right back. Keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.